where to put your money. There really is no one-size-fits-all answer to the question, where should I place my money for retirement? Most likely, Social Security is withheld from your paycheck. In addition to the portion of your paycheck going to Social Security, you may also have a 401k or 403b savings plan that is provided by your employer. Beyond these two common ways of saving for retirement, there are many options at your disposal. This section will explain various options you have with an overview of the restrictions and benefits of each. Where you are now. To make the most of your efforts to get a solid retirement strategy underway, you first need to understand your current net worth. This is simply the net figure resulting when you add up all of what you own, your assets, and subtract the total of what you owe, your liabilities. Include the following in the list of what you own: cash in checking and savings accounts, market value of your home, market value of vehicles, boats, etc., current value of investments such as stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, money already in IRAs, pension funds, or other retirement accounts, and personal possessions. Next, make a list of all your liabilities. These might include the following: remaining mortgage on your home or other real estate, home equity lines, auto loans, credit card debt, student loans, income taxes due, capital gains taxes due from selling investments, and all other outstanding bills. Two individuals who are the same age, are making the same income, and live in the same neighborhood can have very different net worths. Knowing your net worth is an important benchmark to help guide you with your financial planning decision making. Calculate your net worth at least annually. It will give you a picture of how you're progressing with your financial health. If you have had some backsliding in your savings or some investments are underperforming, you'll see how they affect the overall picture and you can make adjustments quickly. When to start saving. There's an old adage that says, there's no time like the present. This saying is especially true when you're considering when to begin saving for retirement. The single biggest factor in growing wealth is time. The longer your money is invested and has time to compound, the more money you'll eventually have. Many young people are so busy getting through the early stages of their adult lives, finishing their education, establishing a career, and perhaps purchasing a home, that the lowest...